At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to the show. No Joel Blank. He is out of town. It's me flying solo until AJ Hoffman gets here. Well, not solo. I got my boy Nick with me here. You can get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776. You can call or text. But hold off on your call until next segment, because joining me on the program right now, ESPN's Jeremy Schapp, host of E60, which can be seen every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time here in Houston. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I understand you have something special planned this weekend for Houston viewers specifically on E60. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so George Springer came up to the studios. I don't remember exactly. I think it was a few weeks after the World Series. You know, he's from right around the corner here in central Connecticut. He was home for a few days. He came around the studios. I had a chance to sit down with him and have a discussion, about his life, about his career, and, for the purposes of what we were doing this week, specifically about really the 2017 World Series, in which he became only the third guy ever to hit 5 home runs in a World Series after, Reggie Jackson and Chase Utley. Just spent a little bit of time with him. You guys are much more familiar with him as a player and as a person than I would be up here in the Northeast, but I'm telling you, he's such an impressive guy. That's not a surprise to anybody. He's an impressive individual as a player, as a man. What struck me too, we had a conversation about, how he's always really bet on himself. When he got offered a deal when he was still in the minor leagues that would have tied him up for a long time and perhaps limited his ability to make, astronomical sums of money, and turning it down. It just that kind of self-confidence that makes him such a remarkable figure in the game right now.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because as Astros fans, a lot of us down here in Houston have watched him mature. One of the big things that gets brought up, and I'm sure you guys discussed it on the show, but the fact that he's overcome his stutter, he doesn't shy away from the limelight. I believe in the All-Star game, he was mic'd up and talking to folks. Did that come up, and how did he approach that?
Yeah, we did talk about that at length, and the way that he has, it's not a question of acceptance, I guess, but it's a question of overcoming his shyness about speaking in public. The way that he has worked to be more comfortable speaking in public situations, the way that he just says, "Hey, this is who I am. I'm going to express myself." And I think, when you get to the point, I'm not an expert on the phenomenon of speech impediments like that, but, from what I know, when you get to the point where you're not as worried about what people are thinking or how they're going to accept you when you speak that way, it goes a long way to actually overcoming it. And the work that he's doing for kids who have the same issue, it's really, commendable, because it is a situation in which you find yourself isolated and you find yourself alone in your thoughts because you can't express yourself the way that you want to. And, there have been other guys, in the world of sports who've overcome speech impediments. Bill Walton, I think Bill Walton had the same issue early in his career. And, of course, now Bill is famous as a guy who you can't get to stop talking. It's just another example to me of a guy who has found a way to surmount challenges, whatever they may be.
Jeremy Schapp, co-host of E60 on ESPN, joining us right here on The Usual Suspects. Jeremy, I'm curious. You said he just kind of showed up. So this wasn't a planned thing? This just kind of happened organically
and
he ended up being on the show?
No, in that sense. I meant, he came to Bristol, as many athletes do, to go through what we call the car wash, where they do a bunch of different shows on the same day, hits on radio and hits on TV. We knew he was coming. He didn't just show up at the security entrance. I think he just happened to be home at that time as well. He's from New Britain, which, as you know, as I said, that's like it actually, I think, borders Bristol, where we are, and we don't, you know, we're not accustomed to you know, big stars from right around the neighborhood in the world of baseball. There have been some good Connecticut baseball players over the years. Don't get me wrong. Bo Vaughn comes to mind. I don't know if you remember Tim Tuffle. You might remember him from that 1986 NLCS.
Yeah.
But you know, we don't get them the way you grow them down in Texas and Florida and California.
Now, how do you guys come up with topics for E60? Is this something where it's kind of a roundtable? Do you have the freedom to kind of pick and choose what you want to do? How does that process work for you guys?
You know, I mean, everybody, it's kind of everybody's responsibility. Everybody on the show, from, you know, the newest junior producer on the show, the executive producer of the show, and the correspondents and the hosts, to come up with ideas. And, you know, I'm always pitching ideas. I always think they're good ideas. Most of the time they say no to me, which I think is a mistake, but, you know, that's all right. And then, you know, sometimes you have an idea and it gets greenlit and you go out and you do it. But, you know, there are different ways that they come to us. I'd say of the stories that I do each year, maybe, you know, a third are kind of things that I generate myself. Some of them, you know, are obvious. You know, you go after big names, you know, like a George Springer or, you know, Eli Manning or something like that. I mean, and then others are, you know, more investigative type stories or human interest type stories where, you know, you're probably finding them, you know, through contacts you have or internet searches or that kind of stuff. But I mean, that's one of the great things about the show to me is that it really is a variety. You know, there are these big star profiles, and there are stories about people who are entirely obscure and issues that are obscure, and we go overseas. So it really is kind of a magazine show in that sense.
Now, I saw on the Facebook page that you guys have for E60, which can be seen, just go to facebook.com/ESPNE60. But one of the things that they put on the show kind of as a teaser is you guys talked PEDs. What was George Springer's stance on PEDs?
You know, I got to tell you the truth. It's been a few months since we did the interview, and that portion of the interview is not in this cut. I think we're hoping to expand what we're doing. We're really focusing in the show this week. It'd be the first full week of the baseball season, kind of reliving the excitement of that remarkable World Series he had back in the fall. And I honestly don't remember. I mean, I know that we talked about them, and they were a subject that he did not shy away from addressing. But I honestly can't remember exactly what he said because we're not using it for this iteration of the show. And I'm hoping that we get to expand our George Springer profile at some point during the season.
Sounds good. That's Jeremy Schapp, ESPN's E60. You can see it every Sunday at 8 a.m. here in Houston, Texas, 8 a.m. Central Time. Jeremy, thanks again for joining us, man. I look forward to seeing this on George Springer on Sunday.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. That was Jeremy Schapp, ESPN's E60 co-host.